This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hello and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Sandra Smiley is back in the his house.
Hello.
Hey, Sandra, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You have a bye week coming up.
I know.
A nice little break.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be not glued to my television or here at the stadium. I'm going to be a little bit, I think, more relaxed.
I know. You going to get a pedicure?
I hope so. It's one of my favorite things to do.
We were just talking about the whole nail polish craze going around here.
We were. I'm always the one with the crazy colors, but now that I'm on the team, I've been going towards the reds and the neutrals, which is
reds
perfect
are,
for fall.
Yeah, reds are really good, especially because you can get the light reds, the dark, deep, dark reds.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it's a good time. But right now, dark colors are in, like, almost black colors. I have it on my nails right now.
I have it on my toes.
I have it on my toes, too, but I'm really confused about it. I don't know if it looks like my toes are ready to fall off or like...
It's definitely a transition, too, from the summer colors. We have the bright
pink,
colors,
right,
the bright pink, and
right.
Then you put that on, you're black. Like, ooh, this is a little different.
Yeah, it's a little dark for me.
Yeah.
A little goth.
They have now special boots that you can wear just for pedicures, and the toe part goes down.
Shut
so
up.
When you go in the winter to get your pedicure, you don't have to worry about the rest of your foot freezing.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I got them for my mom for her birthday.
Let me know how that goes.
I will.
So they say you are supposed to have really short nails to pull off the dark, like, almost black colors. But I have very long nails, and I don't think it looks bad. Do you think it looks bad?
No, I think they look great, actually.
Whatever.
I feel like I have to have short nails because I have abnormally small hands for my body. So I think
when I have long nails, it
makes them look awkward. But
no, but yeah. They're nicely done. I enjoy them a lot. You have, like, a candy apple reddish right on
yeah.
right now. What's the name of it?
Pretty at the Premiere. It's one of the Hollywood colors.
Ooh.
Yes.
I've always been a fan of I'm Not Really a Waitress.
I love that color.
Yes, I'm a big fan of that one.
I love that one.
Gary doesn't look too enthused over here, who's been editing our podcast lately. He loves talking about nail polish, don't you, Gary? Anyways. So moving right along, you're back in here for us. We're so happy to have you again. We're going to talk about some motivations. And motivational things that happen are a big part of being a Patriots cheerleader, to make you feel part of the team, to make you very enthused to be at practice, to leave practice, and all that good stuff. And I love this song, by the way.
Yes. The Vanga Bus is coming.
This was the first CD I had when I got my license, so I used to play through it nonstop in my
car. I went to spin class the other day, and the instructor had about 3 or 4 Vanga Boys songs on.
It was
a little throwback.
Anyways, so the motivation things. What have you guys been doing this year? I know I did. We played charades 1 year. We did all kinds of goodies, like food goodies, like candy apples.
Oh, yes.
What it is basically is at the end of practice, they dedicate about 10 to 15 minutes and one girl per practice, just kind of presents something to the team, either a gift or a special poem or something, just to motivate everybody to basically come back with a huge smile for the next practice.
Yep. Something that Tanya did this year that was really special to us, I know, is she had actually had keychains made, and they say NEPC 2007 on them.
Oh.
So it's something to have with you in the car and, you know, take with you wherever you go, which was awesome. But then other ones that didn't even require
giving an actual gift.
Angela Vernalia actually gave us a candle, like just a regular tea light candle, and she was following the stages of the moon and told us that because the moon was in its waxing phase, that we would light the candle and think about anxieties or things that we had that we might want to get rid of and let the candle burn out. And that goes along with that phase of the moon. So I did it as soon as I got home.
Good luck. It is of the Wiccan faith. She is, unquote, witch. You know what I mean? Because that's what people refer to her as. But she's right. It's all about, like, positive thinking and all that kind of stuff. And it's so interesting to sit there and listen to her talk about it.
It really is.
So you lit your candle. I did mine last year because she did the same thing last year. And it was so interesting for me to... And she gave a little say, the little chant thing you have to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, yeah. And then she gave us a little piece of paper with 3 different quotes on it that reminded her of the squad. So
Aww. It
was definitely
Ando.
I know.
Shout out to Ando.
Such a cutie.
My first year, we had some girls that made CDs. And basically, it was all the songs that reminded her of the squad, you know, the famous the touchdown songs.
Oh, yes.
You know, when you do circuit training, it's the same CD that plays. It was like some of those songs.
We had some girls this year make special mixes for the circuit training.
That's
fun. It was cuts of songs that were 30 seconds and then some transition time, or however long each circuit was, so that we could have a little bit different mixture of music.
That's awesome, because we had the same CD for 3 years.
Yeah.
So good for you. You're lucky. What other kind of motivations? I believe Alicia Castengay last year made us frames. And she pre-recorded them because they had like little recorders on them.
Oh, yes.
And she said, congratulations on making the squad. And she put a little personalized message for each girl. And it was our full body photos that Jim had took. So it was very special.
That is good. And we also do line motivations, too.
Right.
So ours was the first line motivation, and we did breakfast for the team on one of the morning games.
Right.
So that was good. And it's, you know, something to just get everyone a little bit more of excited, either a long day ahead of them or a long day had just passed. So, you know, you're always leaving or coming with a smile on your face, as
exactly.
if we don't already. But
Right.
It's just an
no
extra push.
No smiles around here. Some things that don't require necessarily spending money or giving gifts. I know we sat in a circle once and just went around saying why you were happy to be there. You know, I'm happy to be here because I worked so hard, or I'm happy because it's the end of the day. You know,
I'm just happy to be here.
Perfect. And so, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do, not necessarily spend buku bucks, because it can get expensive for 24 girls, or if your squad is more than that. You know?
And it's always good. You can always do the ones where you sit in a circle and you just say something that you feel good about yourself for.
Right.
Because then you know that, you know, even if you have an off day, there's mm-hmm. always someone to lift your spirits, and there's almost always someone on the team who's going to compliment you for one thing or another.
Oh,
could
of course.
Even be your nail polish color.
You never know. Last year, Kristen O'Neill, actually she did it every year, she made little grids on paper, and it was just like a regular copy paper, and then put the girl's name at the top, and we sat in a circle and just passed the paper around, and you had to write something you liked about the person, but it couldn't be like, oh, she has pretty hair, you know, so it was genuine, and
yeah.
it was nice to, when she printed them up and we read them all, it was awesome.
Yeah, that's very uplifting, and brings a little tear to your eye.
A little tear.
Yeah,
tear. So you guys have practice tonight.
We do.
Yes, I am sad I won't be at practice.
I know.
Anything good? You guys have new dances, which
we
are awesome.
We do. Candyman.
Which is awesome.
I know. We love that song. So it's very fun. It's hard to not have a huge smile on your face when you're dancing to
right.
that song. So, yeah, it's very fun. Always learning new stuff and coming to the games with something new gets the crowd a little bit more pumped up.
Of course. And it's just a show that you guys don't stop.
We don't.
You know, just because the season is... you know, only got a few more games left, you know, you're still going hardcore, and that's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah. A little Bon Jovi.
Right? I feel like I should be dancing right now. Anyways, Bon Jovi is a big, big friend.
Big.
Belichick.
Yes.
Like, BFF.
And he's always coming out with stuff that everyone likes. So
I know.
He knows what he's doing.
I gotta go with Living on a Prayer.
Me too. So what else? Any other good ideas for motivations? Do you guys have one tonight?
I don't know if we do.
Did you do yours yet?
I have not, but I already know what I'm going
to
do.
All right. I don't want you to say, but can you give me a hint?
Well, mine's around Christmas time.
Oh,
so I actually lucked out. Yeah, I did. I didn't plan that, but I lucked out. And I'm actually planning to do something just spur of the moment that I have an idea for, just fall related.
That's nice.
Yes.
Actually, you know Lindsay Bloom?
Yes.
She is Jewish.
Yeah.
And she lit the menorah for us for her motivation and gave us little chocolate coins.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And she like explained the whole Hanukkah thing. It was awesome. So, you know, diverse.
Yes, exactly.
Something different. I'm always up for a different kind of thing. I love Christmas music.
Me too. You just automatically are happy.
I know. Do you listen to Christmas music in your car when it's Christmas
time? I do, especially the Mariah Carey Christmas CD.
Love it.
I'm not a very good singer, but I like to sing to it anyways.
I give concerts in my car. Are you kidding?
So it doesn't even matter.
It's a good time.
Oh, this is my favorite one, too.
Aww. It's almost Christmas time. Can you believe it?
I can't even believe it.
Do you have any plans for Thanksgiving?
My family's coming here. I'm
Yay.
Very excited. My mom is actually from South Jersey, and we're playing the Eagles. So
right.
that
I'm
was
going
her,
to that game.
That was her home team. So she's a Patriots fan now, obviously, but
Forced.
You know, yeah. But she'll she's a little excited for that game to come up. So
good,
yeah.
Well, I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too.
And good luck on your motivation. Make sure you catch back up with us.
I will.
I want to hear what that motivation was all about.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, that about does it for today's chit chat. Thank you, Sandra, for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Anytime. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.